To help others find the Well Soul podcast and be encouraged in their faith, please review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Welcome to the Well Soul podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Today we finish a two-week mini-series on Pentecost, the day we celebrate the Holy Spirit birthing the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read all of Acts chapter 2 today because it is such a monumental moment for our faith. As I read today, I invite you to truly listen. Set aside what you know about this passage if you've studied it before, and just try to listen to it for the first time. Let the Holy Spirit pour this chapter into your very being. Now take a moment to breathe in and prepare your mind to listen to God's word. Come, Holy Spirit, come, wash us in your word. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven, because each one was hearing their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How, then, is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Pergia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, "I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, and you will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and he knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, and yet he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them and pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This was a long chapter, but what did the Holy Spirit highlight for you? Or simply just sit with the Lord for a moment. you have the same spirit of the living God living in you that was poured out on the day of Pentecost, if you have repented and believe in the gospel. Have you cultivated listening to the Spirit? See the link in the show notes for a few tips for learning how to discern the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to reread part of the passage again. Listen closely. Acts 2, 32 to 38. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." What did you notice this time? Take a moment to pray about what you heard in the passage, or anything else the Spirit brings to mind. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit, which is poured out into our lives. God, help us to learn to discern the leading of the Spirit in our lives and to follow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast for our Pentecost mini-series. You can subscribe to the Well Soul community and receive encouragement and resources to live with a well soul directly in your inbox. See the link in the show notes to join for free. Are you actively involved in a worship community in the local church? God created us for community, and growing in Christ is best done with a group of genuine Christ followers. If you're not active in deep life relationships in your local church, I encourage you to get connected. Like what you hear on the podcast, I invite you to help support the production of the podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast. In closing, I would like to give a special thanks to my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who made this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.